In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. What do the words, Silm, and Istislam denote in the Holy Quran?
There are some verses on this topic. First verse. O you who believe, enter into submission one and all, and do not follow the footsteps of Shaitan, indeed he is your open enemy. The Holy Quran 2:208. The Blessed Ayashi with many chains has narrated that, submission refers to the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, and after him the vilaya of his infallible vicegerents, and accepting their imama, and recognition, marfa', and the footsteps of Shaitan refers to the vilaya of the unjust caliphs, Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Muawiyah, Yazid and their successors of today. The same concept is also narrated by the Blessed Kolaini, Ibn Mahiyar and Dalami, Ramatullah Alayhim. This explanation is absolutely clear, because asking the believers to enter Islam is meaningless, therefore, it is addressed to the group that has faith in the Prophet, so that whatever order he gives they would follow it, and the most important and the best thing Allah and His Messenger has advised, is the vilaya of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim assalam, which is the condition for acceptance of all deeds, and the door for all the sciences. Or, it may be addressed to the hypocrites who apparently declared faith, and inwardly refused the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, and all the commands and sayings of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and did not bring faith on all those things, especially the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam.
Second verse. Allah sets forth an example, there is a slave, in whom are several partners differing with one another, and there is another slave wholly owned by one man. Are the two alike in condition? All, praise is due to Allah. Nay. Most of them do not know. The Holy Quran 39:29. Most commentators have said that, this example is for the polytheists and the monotheists. The polytheist is like a slave having many masters, and all of them are opposed to each other. Each of them issues a different order, and each puts the needs of the slave on the other person. This is the condition of a polytheist. If they had intellect, and had understood worship, they would have realized all the work performed by them is useless. While the monotheist, who is the slave of only one Allah, and worships only one Allah, who is generous, merciful and has all the powers, and who has the powers to give profit and loss. Indeed, this would be better than the one who worships many gods, and none from them pays heed. The Blessed Kolaini in Kafi, and Ibn Babaway in Mani al-Akbar have narrated that, Allah has mentioned this example for the enemies of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. There are two reasons for this. The first reason is, there is a slave in whom are several partners, is the first unjust caliph, Abu Bakr, all of whose followers are following different ways, because their imam was not on the right, that is why, there are different sects among them. And, slave wholly owned by one man denotes the followers of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, because their imam is on the right. And his knowledge is from Allah, that is why, all his followers are on one path. The other reason is that, the first caliph, Abu Bakr, and people like him who apparently follow the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually they follow Satan and their own desires. And the second one is Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, who followed the Messenger of Allah in all the affairs. Thus, Abul Qasim Haskani has narrated that Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, said, I am that man who has been with the Messenger of Allah in every matter. Moreover, in another tradition, he said that, Silm is one of my names in the Holy Quran.
Third verse. And if they incline to peace, then incline to it, and trust in Allah, surely He is the hearing, the knowing. The Holy Quran 8:61. Commentators have said that, this verse has been abrogated by the verse of killing. Or that, it is especially with regard to the people of the book, Yahud and Nasara, as jizya can be accepted from them. The Blessed Kolaini has narrated, through reliable chains from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that peace denotes entering our affair, that is accepting our imamah. It can be explained in the way that, when the pronoun is pointing towards the hypocrites, it means that, even if apparently they accept the imamah of Maulana Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam, you accept their apparent condition, although you know that, they are hypocrites and they are pretending. Therefore, the true believers must follow the safety and security precautions.